friends, this year should be a special Sukkos for Avi Moni and Larasi Shehichili Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rik Shmuel, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, of Chesam Ralef says a Magdia Metzia Lachavero Kana Chavero. One picks up a Metzia for his friend, he's Kana for his friend in Choshen Mishpat, and Reis Samach Tesi Vav. The Ramah writes, Ruvain Amar Lashimon, if Ruvain said to Shimon, Kneli Schar Biyachad. I want you to buy, says Reuven to Shimon, certain scharas, certain items that are for sale. V'halach Shimon v'kana. Shimon went ahead and bought them. V'acham v'kana la'atzman. Afterwards he said, I bought them for myself. Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Reuven in this case. Yeshom tzarech lachlokim Reuven. V'habalekim magbiyam etziya lachavero. So some say that he has to split this up with Reuven, because like he's magbiyam etziya lachavero. Because it's like he bought it for Reuven, he has to split it with Reuven. Yeshomrim dim lo hayu, the Reuven damim, tzach Shimon masher kana. And some say that if Reuven didn't have money, then Shimon would zochem what he bought, it's Shimon's. And Rishat tzach not shleim, haba like kilu zach l'shneim. But if he agreed to buy for both of them, it's like he bought for both of them. Ad kan, midivra arama, the first shita is the shita of the Mordechi, bav mitzia, perakama, dafiram and aleph, sim reish lam and beis, in the name of the Ra'avan. In order to understand properly the shita of the Ra'avan, that Yeshomrim Shitzarach Lachlokim Ruvain the Habalekam Agbiyam Tzilechavero, that he has to split it up with Ruvain. So let's see the Lashon of the Ravan inside. Zok the Ravan, Ruvain Tevol the Rishimon, Bali Yadi Schar Bezol Berevach Godov, Lohayali Damim, Bekar Sicha Bodeticha Kach Bekach Schar Yeshli, Yesh Boise Makom, Bekach Bekach Damim, Lech Vikneo Sol Li, Belech Veharevach, Belibelecha. So Reuven is Tovea Shimon, and he says, there's this cheap schaira, I don't have money, and I called you and I said, there's this schaira in this certain place, costs this and this amount of money, go buy it for both of us and we'll split what we earn from it. And you went and you earned this and this amount off this schaira, and now let's split up the revach. Shimon says, you're right. Sorry, I was zochah for myself and not for you. If you want to claim that you showed me where to go, so I'll give you schar of a sirsur of a mitavech, of an agent, of a middleman, that you showed me where to go. But I'm not giving you the schar, it was mine, I bought it for myself. Din ze pasuk v'nuran barachama. What's the din here? We learn from barachama that angbiyam etziya lachavero kana chavero. So angbiyam etziya lachavero is kana chavero. So memela, since he bought it for his friend, he's counted for his friend. Therefore, the din is that it belongs to both of them. The Mordechi brings Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, who writes in the Rabban, Derafi Biyadi, I don't get it. Shemitzi Yochalevi Menachamor Veliskas Bokamo. Aval B'makom Shetali V'kniya Vein Lo Damim Lama Yiske. The Mitzia, you say, Magbiyam Tzil Chavero Kana Chavero, because the person, his Chavero, could have gone down from his donkey and been Zoche himself. Therefore, when his friend is zochah on his behalf, it's for both of them. But if it's talib b'kniya, and there's no damim, and this guy doesn't have money, you have to buy it, and he doesn't have money, why should he get it? Definitely, if it was clear to us that he could have found money before he goes to the Moicher, before the Moicher goes away, so maybe he's right. Maybe the seller will go away and sell to others. And therefore he's not Konet. So it's Zenene. Shimon is Nene, and Reuven's not Chaser. Not losing anything. Kofanami the stone. So you force Shimon, the Reuven, to give it to Shimon. Vaday misratze beferish tiknas l'shneim habalei kilu zech l'shneim. So definitely, if he was misratze to buy for both of them, like he's zechah for both of them, aval ein im ein kol hadvarim elu ein nirali sheyiske. But if not, he wasn't misratze to buy for both of them, then it doesn't go. So either he has to have the money and get the money before the mocher goes away, then maybe it's really his. But here, maybe he's not gonna get the money in time anyway, and the mocher is gonna go away. So why should we make Shimon lose? Reuven anyway wouldn't be able to get the money, and Shimon bought it fair and square. So again, so we have the Ra'avan, who says that he has to buy it for him. So it's Hamagbiyam Tzilah Chaver Kana Chaver. Reuven asked Shimon to buy it for him. It belongs to both of them. And the Heilige Abiezri, the Mordechai brings the Abiezri, this isn't Rav Shach, obviously. So he says that it's not true. If Reuven doesn't have money, then why should Reuven get it? Unless Shimon was misratzi beferish. So the Sma says that the Ramah, Nerei Samach Tesif Katnyet Beis, that the Ramah is Sosa himself, to what he wrote earlier in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Dalet. This is Reis Samach Tes, and this is the Sman Reis Samach Tes. Because in Kuf Pei Gimel, because here in Reis Samach Tes, the Ramah writes that if he was misratzi to buy for both of them, everybody agrees he's Zocha for both of them. Earlier on, he writes that even if he was misratzi originally, he said he's going to buy for both of them, he can change his mind, and he's a rami, but it still works, he buys it for himself. Vodikan, because if Shimai the Reuven Mos Kulyam Mode, here the Ramah writes that if Reuven had money, everybody agrees that even if Shimon bought it with his own money, it brought goes to both of them. Because he says that Yeshar Medim Lo Hayu the Reuven Dav Im Zach Hashem Mashakan. Only if Reuven doesn't have money, if Reuven Dav does have money, then it goes to both of them. And Eliarani writes that only if he bought with Reuven's money has to split it up, but if he bought with his own money, he doesn't have to split it up. So the Sma wants to answer that this stira that earlier on the Ramah is talking about, where the person claims that even though originally he agreed, nevertheless, b'shas hakinyan, he changed his mind, he was kona only for himself, but here, he's talking about where he was kona stam, and then afterwards he decides to change his mind. So here, where afterwards he changed his mind, after he made the kinyan, it's already too late, there the kinyan is on, it's going to be a behalf of both of them. But before, when he, in Kuf Pei Gimel, when he changed his mind earlier, then he's zocha only for himself. That's the way the Sma wants to be miyashev. And if you look in the Darchei Moshe Shalem, that was published, that was republished, so you'll see in Ksimah Kuf Pei Gimel, you'll see very clearly that the Ramah learns that these it's really a machlokas rishonim. It's really a machlokas rishonim. That after he brings the Raviyah, that who says she'ain sarach lachlok ima elam ken esrat et chila beferish liknos shashlem ma sheyodea sheyodea shegam ruvin ayocha lach sarach amos liknosa. In other words, that after he brings the raviyah, that Shimon doesn't have to split it up with Reuven unless originally he agreed beferish to buy for both of them, or it's known that Reuven could have bought it with his own money. The Darchei Moshe writes, "Ubeis Yosef Kasev Shem Bala Iter, the Filim Ritchil Uferish Lukos Ben Shlem Yochel Lachzer Boal Shnei Kor Ramai, Avalim Kana Bemosav Shel Reuven, Shnat Nol Shem Etzarach Lach Lokimo, Chani Bagos Mordechi Reish Perak Dal Debav Mitzia, Kasev Beis Yosef Darash Bo Kasev Etchuba Kedivrei Bala Iter." So he says, and Beis Yosef writes the name of the Bala Iter, that even if he says originally Beferish, he was asked to buy for both of them, and he says he's going to, so he can change his mind. So first he says, and he brings the raviyah that he doesn't have to split it up unless he was misratzed to buy for both of them. So if he was misrasa to buy for both of them, then it has to be split up. And then he says, in the name of the Balayit, there no. Even if he was misrasa to buy for both of them, he can still change his mind. So it's mamish a machlokas. The mashmos is that it's a machlokas. That shitas ha'iter and shitas ha'rabiyas is ra'ininu. So it emerges like this. We have the Ramah in Reis Samech Tes, who writes that if he agreed to buy for both of them, so he's zelcha for both of them. But in Kuf Pei Gimel he writes that if he agreed, if Shimon agrees to buy for both him and Reuven, he can change his mind. He's a Ramai, he's a cheater, not an honest guy, not an Erlech Hagai, but works. So now we're all made of Tamea. How's the Ramah Sosser himself? The Ramah himself, in the Darkei Moshe, implies that this is a machlokas. So we want to know what the din is if somebody says, I'll buy for both. Shimon says, I'll buy. Shimon agrees to buy for Reuven and himself, and then afterwards he changes his mind. Does it work or does it not work? We have two opinions in the Rishonim, and the Ramah Paskins like both of them in different places. So which one is it? And you can't be Miyashiv, this is talking about this case, this is talking about that case, because he's very clear, the Ramah, he's not very clear, but he implies that it's a machlokas. So it's a machlokas, how can he Paskin like both opinions? So Moreno Agonim Nasin Gishtefin Zetzal in his Nasin Pirio and Bav Mitzir Tavche Samar Aleph wants to be Miyashiv as follows. The Ramah earlier in Kuf Pei Gimel learns that Reuven Shaya Yodea Schor Bezol Ramah L'Shem L'Knosu B'Yachad. So Reuven that knew that there was Schor that was cheap, and he said Shimon buy it for both of us. That's the case over there Kuf Pei Gimel. And here he writes, Reuven Amar L'Shem Meknei Lenu Biyachad Schor Plon. He says, buy Schor. Doesn't say Schor B'Zol. So according to that Diuk, you could be Mechalek between the two cases, because in Choshen Mishpat in Reish Lamed Zayin we see that though there are those who say that Ani Mahapich B'Charar Baruch Avinat L'Nikor Rasha. If an Ani is Mahapich B'Charar, an Ani is looking at this loaf and he's saying, should I eat it? Should I eat it? Should I take it? Should I take it? And then somebody else comes and snatches it away, it's called a Rasha. Hainu Ra'ak, Shabbat Liknasu Vizchar Dabar, Uva'acher Buknao. That's only when he's coming to buy or rent, and then somebody else comes and buys it. But if he's coming to be Zochem in a Hefker, or he's Makabla Matana, and somebody else comes and takes it, he's not called a Rasha. Because he's not going to get it elsewhere. If you could buy it, so it's rishus. He's buying this, and you could buy it elsewhere. He's buying it, and you can buy it elsewhere. That's rishus. But if he's getting it for free as a matana, and then he gets the matana first, rizochem and a hefker, that's not rishus, because that's not something that's common that you're able to find somewhere else, and get it somewhere else for free. And the Ramah writes that svara seems to be the ikar. Ayin sham, reish lamed zayin sifal. So now we can say as follows: that Reuven said to Shimon that there's schara liknas bezol, which is begeder mitzia, because you can't. It's not matzui to find elsewhere schara bezol. So there, if Shimon bought it for himself, he's not begeder rasha, and therefore Shimon is ne'eman to say that he bought it for himself, because it's not against his chesed kashus, because he doesn't become a Rasha when he bought it for himself, because he's not a Dabar Matsui, and he's allowed to do such a thing. And therefore the Ramah writes in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Dalet that even if he was misratzim b'tchila b'feresh to buy for Reuven, he can change his mind. In other words, if he changes his mind before he makes the acquisition, and he's believed now to change his mind, and that he changes his mind and said that he bought it only for himself. But here in Reis Samech Tes, where Ramah writes that Reuven said to Shimon, buy for us together schayra plainis. buy for us together schayer plonis, and he doesn't say it's talking about where he bought the schayer bezol. Im ken eino begeder mitzia. So this isn't begeder mitzia. Therefore, the Rama writes that if he's misrata to buy for both, it's like he was zocha for both, and he's not naman to say that b'shas hakinyan he changed his mind. Because Shimon has a cheskes kashrus. We don't assume he's a rasha. So if he says b'shas hakinyan he changed his mind, that's rishus. Because this is something that's not bezol, it's not a mitzia, and therefore he has no right to change his mind. If he says he changed his mind, he's better making himself into a rasha. So that's the chiluk between, beautifully, the chiluk between the two cases. That in the first case, he was just talking about where it was bezol. Since it was schar bezol, then he's not believed to say, he's believed to say that he changed his mind and he bought it only for himself. Why is he believed to change his mind and say only bought it for himself? Because that doesn't make him into a rasha. Because he's allowed to do it. It's cheap, it's a mitziah. He doesn't have to buy it for his friend. He's allowed to change his mind. So he believed to say he changed his mind because it doesn't turn him into a rasha. But later on, schar is not bezol. Schar is not bezol when he says he changed his mind. So he's making himself into a rasha. Do we believe a Jew to make himself into a rasha? No. So Memela, the din is that he is not believed. Okay. So Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we will take this forward, and I'm very excited that we were able to learn this. And Amir Tashem, we have a lot more to say. Bavi Nader Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. God should just give us life and hope and Simchas Chaim and all the financial means and everything we need in order to. Love Doi Be'emes. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.